the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Let's set the topic of today's special under the title of Recommended Prayer.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. and the 11th of May 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Isra, verses 78 to 79 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا.
Establish prayer at the decline of the sun from its meridian until the darkness of the night, and also the Quran of dawn. Indeed, the recitation of dawn is ever witnessed.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا.
And from part of the night, pray with it as additional worship for you. It is expected that your Lord will resurrect you to a praised station.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran implies that this is an additional program. In addition to the compulsory daily prayers, this schedule has also been designated for you. The Quran concludes this spiritual and heart-transforming divine program as Maybe in the light of this act, the Lord elevates you in rank to the position of the eligible and well-praised one. The post-prayer supererogatory devotional acts. Prayer means presence in the court of God and participation in the spiritual banquet to which God has invited His servants. Just as attendance to a party has come preliminaries and protocol, the same is true in discharging divine obligation. Prior to the arrival of the time of prayer, our infallible imams, peace be upon them all, used to prepare themselves for it. And after the prayer, they also used to engage in other post-prayer devotional acts, such as the remembrance of Allah, hymning His praises with their faces toward the Qibla. Were they not considering prayer as the apple of their eye? Heedless to post-prayer devotional acts and supplications is a sign of lack of interest to the prayer itself. As recorded in the Hadith, going early to the mosque and waiting for the commencement of prayer have been encouraged and enjoyed, while the person waiting for the prayer has been described as guest of Allah. Performance of supererogatory acts and supplications after the prayer is also recommended.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRIB English Radio Station. You guys are listening to today's special. Today's supplication was for the 28th day. Yes, we have been fasting for 28 days. And some people might be happy that we're exiting the holy month of Ramadan. No, don't be happy. The doors are going to get closed of blessings. These doors that open only in the month of the holy month of Ramadan. Allahumma waffir hadhi fihi min an-nawafil. Oh Allah, on this day, decide for me a share of the super category acts, the recommended acts, those acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, likes, but not an obligation to do. Praying, you know, praying two extra rak'ahs, doing tasbih, doing tahleel, reciting the Quran extra, and of course doing nawafil is just a sign of a person being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each action has its own, you know, reward in it. These rewards could be worldly rewards, they could be rewards for the afterlife. There is actually a book with the title Thawab al-A'mal and Iqab al-A'mal by Sheikh al-Saduq, and the literal translation is the reward of actions and the punishment of actions. And there you could see the various rewards of doing various actions. If you recite this verse, this will happen, this is the reward, that is the reward. Saying 100 times La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do this and do that. Reciting Surah Inna Anzalnahu, reciting Surah Al-Kawthar, for example. Doing good for your neighbors and whatnot. All these actions are stated over there. Ramadan.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Supererogatory prayers or nafila. Apart from daily obligatory prayers with 17th rak'ats, there are also other recommended prayers, or mustahab prayer, which have abundant two words. And since these prayers are additions to obligatory prayers, they are called nafila. This is a state in a hadith that nafila prayers are like a gift and are accepted under all circumstances, notwithstanding all the emphasis and encouragement about the performance of recommended or mustahab prayers. They must be said on the basis of interest and love, and a person must not impose them on himself. In the beginning, he has to acquire mental readiness as well as interest of heart. Then he should perform them. Perform the act of worship when the heart is willing. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, has said, sometimes hearts are willing and ready, while at other times they are not. Perform the act of worship when the heart is willing. For this reason, there are some leniences in optional prayers. This ease is meant to attract more people to perform recommended prayers. Some of these leniencies and facilities are the following. One of them is this. One may perform the recommended prayer standing or sitting. One may only recite Surah Al-Fatiha and then proceed to Ruku. One's doubt whether he is in his first or second rak'ah does not render the prayer invalid, and he may freely evaluate which rak'ah he is in. It is better for the worshipper to go to the mosque to perform obligatory prayers, but for recommended prayers, there is no such injunction.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصديق.
Now, of course, one of the nawafil that has been greatly emphasized by in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is the 34 rik'ats, the eight before Salat al-Dhuhr, before Salat al-Asr, the four after Salat al-Maghrib, the two while sitting down after Salat al-Asha, the eight and the three after midnight, Salat al-Layl. These are the nawafil that have been greatly emphasized in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt, especially Salat al-Layl, especially Salat al-Layl, especially Salat al-Layl. Praying at night when the people are asleep, praying at night where usually people are asleep, because, you know, we have night owls nowadays. And at that time, where it's usually the time for resting, it's usually the time to relax, to fall asleep, there are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are worshipping, who are crying from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah, these people are considered to be greatly close. They will be greatly rewarded. And this concept is very vast, it's very long. There are many various deeds that we could reach. Yet there are some actions that, you know, can be considered recommended and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are easy to do. Stating La ilaha illallah, just, you know, when walking, you're outside, you're walking, you're doing nothing. You're walking, and you have to, for example, do your chores, which is like pick up milk from the supermarket or whatever. So just say La ilaha illallah, just say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, just recite Surah Al-Kawthar. These things will slow, they're like a spark. They will cause a fire. This fire will cause a blaze. This blaze will cause, you know, I'm not going to say hell, but, you know, cause a lot of fire. And that fire is like the light. You start off with a small spark, then that spark becomes a big light. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in this holy month to do these actions, what is left in these 2-3 days. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in accepting our fast, by accepting our worships in this holy month. Thank you guys for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, this episode of today's special. May Allah bless you all. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Hello everyone, and may God Almighty accept your fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan. We now present you a short but sweet supplication to God Almighty at the time of breaking the fast by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O Allah, we have fasted for you and open it with the food provided by you. Accept it from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing and the all-knowing.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. The month of Ramadan, this blessed month, this blessed opportunity, this banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to be closed, it's about to be wrapped up, packed up, and put away for another period of time. And hopefully we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables us to see another month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. And that in the next holy month of Ramadan, we are able to put more effort in. If we do not put effort in this month, right now, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us life, to give us the opportunity to make amends for what we lacked in this month, in the next holy month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. To enable us to prepare properly for the nights of Qadr, inshaAllah, in this coming year. And to, you know, try and perform our duties to the best of our abilities, inshaAllah. But also not to neglect and to reject the little that we've done. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most accepting. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the nights of Qadr, by the nights on which the Holy Quran was revealed, by the nights in which the angels came down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's most perfect of creation, that is the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the little that we've done in this month. Now, one of the acts that has been mentioned numerous times in a hadith, both in the Sunni corpus of hadith and the Shia corpus of hadith, is the concept of i'tikaf. That is when a person secludes himself in the masjid, and it is known that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so during the last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan. This is the original form of i'tikaf. The original sunnah of i'tikaf is this. And this can be seen from a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who clearly says that in the last 10 nights, or that basically the last 10 nights and days of the holy month of Ramadan, whenever it entered, the Holy Prophet would go to the masjid and remain in i'tikaf until the day of Eid. They would make a tent for him, or like a small, you know, place for him to rest within the masjid. And he would, you know, put a mat on the floor, and that would be his place for the next 10 days. And he would strive in acts of worship within the masjid, that he would not want to be disturbed, that this is a time between him and his Lord. So inshallah, in these last few nights we have of the holy month of Ramadan, let us try and do i'tikaf within ourselves, you know, that we have a solitude and a seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali, and we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Sayyidi, لعلك عن بابك طردتني وعن خدمتك نحيتني أو لعلك رأيتني مستخفا بحقك فأقصيتني أو لعلك رأيتني معرضا عنك فقليتني أو لعلك وجدتني في مقام الكاذبين فرفضتني.
Dear listeners, in a certain part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjal alayhi salam says to God, Allahumma la'allaka ra'aytani mu'ridan anka faqalaytani. Perhaps I looked the other way avoiding you, so you held me in contempt. Aw la'allaka wajadtani fi maqamil kadhibin farafadtani. Or perhaps I tried to find what was lost in the company of liars, so you left me in the lurch. أو لعلك رأيتني غير شاكر لنعمائك فحرمتني. Or perhaps I was
ungrateful for the bounties I received from you, so you expelled and banished me. Or perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of scholars, so you forsook me. Or perhaps I sat in the company of the forgetful Curlus, so you withdrew your mercy. By closely examining this part of the supplication, dear listeners, we find out that it doesn't seem to be true that whenever we want, we can have the inner state of supplication and devotion to God. Experience has also proved that this state is not totally at disposal of man. Many times, though a person wants to seriously engage in supplication and prayer, when the time for it comes, he realizes that he has been in another state, forgetting that he is in the state of supplication or prayer. It can be deduced from this part of the supplication that our past actions contribute to the emergence and deprivation of opportunities for worship. In this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to mention the consequences of the actions, that man must be aware that his actions can have certain consequences. A person who spends day and night in vain activities cannot totally concentrate in his prayer and supplication and prevent futile ideas from entering his mind. Mingling with people engaged with unwholesome work or vain talk affects your inner state and behavior and deprives us of the state of supplication and litany. Like commission of sins, keeping aloof from ulama and the upright servants of Allah results in the deprivation of opportunities to worship God.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
It is mentioned in some narrations that sometimes God deprives His servant of the opportunity to engage in the night vigil and the prayers of night because of his commission of sins during the day. So, if a person wants to be successful in sincere supplications and prayers and reading of the Holy Quran, he must provide the preliminaries beforehand. Without preconditioning the heart, you cannot find the desired state in prayer and supplication. This part of Dua of Abu Hamza Thumali is urging us to be very careful of our actions, lest the presence of heart in worship is taken away from us. Those who want to have the opportunity to engage in the night vigil and those prayers must be careful of their thoughts, must be careful of whatever they're doing during the day. They must keep their eyes and ears from whatever they're not supposed to see and hear. their hearts must not give attention to futile affairs. They must not entertain worthless ideas in their minds. And it is because these things stand in the way of presence of heart. The reality of supplication is the presence of heart, is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is iqbal. And as such, it can be said that all afflictions of man are products of his actions. It is he who, because of his actions, keeps spiritual blessings away from himself. The solution to all these problems can be found in himself, in his actions, and in whatever he has done during the day, both physically and spiritually. Maybe in his mind he has had some thoughts now preventing him from the night vigil. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to Sheikh Zaidu Salami.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa afdal as-salawati wa atamu at-taslim ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Although we are sad that the holy month of Ramadan is coming to an end, we're also very excited to be able to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is a very important event for us, and there are many things that we prepare ourselves for Eid al-Fitr, but there's only one obligatory wajib thing that we must do on Eid al-Fitr, and that is to pay Zakat al-Fitrah. Zakat al-Fitrah is wajib upon every financially capable mukallaf to pay for themselves and for every individual, living individual, dependent on him or her. And that means you are going to be paying for those who are dependent on you, whether they are young or old, whether they are close by you or far away from you, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, whether they are sane or non-sane, and whether they are fasting or not fasting, you will be paying their Zakatul Fitrah. What is Zakatul Fitrah? Zakatul Fitrah is one sa' or 3 kilos of a food item common to the area that you live in. It could be flour, it could be wheat, it could be raisins, it could be rice, it could be dates. Whatever it is, you are either giving the item itself, 3 kilos of the item itself, or you are going to be giving the financial equivalent in money. If you are going to be giving the money amount of the 3 kilos of whatever item, you need to make sure that you not only specify it in your niyyah, in your intention, that you are giving the amount of, let's say, for example, $10 as an equivalent to the 3 kilos of this particular item. You don't need to specify exactly which particular item, but you need to know in general what are the prices of the items that are available in order for you to know that you are giving it in equivalent to that particular item. So when do you pay Zakat al-Fitrah? You pay Zakat al-Fitrah on Eid day. If you plan to go to Salat al-Eid or pray Salat al-Eid, then you should be paying it before Salat al-Eid. If you don't plan to go or pray Salat al-Eid, then you need to be paying it before Zawal, before Salat al-Dhuhr. You are able to put aside Zakat al-Fitr the night before Eid al-Fitr. You're also able to give the amount in the form of a loan or amana to a poor person. And then on the day of Eid al-Fitr, you make the intention of it being paid. When's the best time to pay Zakat al-Fitrah? If you want to observe Ihtiyat, make sure that you pay it on Eid day before Salat al-Eid. Who is it paid to? It's paid to a mu'min, faqir, who is someone who observes Salah, someone who stays away from publicly performing any kind of haram, and of course, al-aqrabuna awla bil-ma'ruf. If you have someone close to you, a relative, for example, or someone living in the city or town that you are in, then it's paid to them. Please bear in mind that with the payment of Zakat al-Fitrah, there is a difference between whether you are a Hashimi or a Sayyid, male or female, and a non-Hashimi. A non-Hashimi, a non-Sayyid, cannot pay their Zakat al-Fitrah to a Sayyid. They can pay it to another non-Hashimi faqir, but they can't pay it to a Sayyid. Whereas, with a Sayyid, male or female, Sayyid or Sayyida, they can pay their Zakat al-Fitrah to another Hashimi. They can also pay it to a non-Hashimi. And that's why whenever you go into any masjid or Islamic center, you're going to see two types of boxes for Zakat al-Fitrah payments. One says non-Sayyid, one says Sayyid. And this is very important. So let me pose a few questions and let me answer them very, very quickly. Why is it that there are so many differences as far as the ratings and the prices and things like that are concerned? This center says this amount, this sheikh says that amount. Of course, there's a difference when it comes to the shops, when it comes to the market, when it comes to the valuing. All these things need to be taken into consideration when it comes to your status and what you're commonly used to. Are you going to be paying the low-grade dates or the high-grade rice? Are you going to be paying flour? Are you going to be paying wheat? Whatever the case may be, you need to specify, based on your own investigation or relying on a particular individual or a center, what it is that you're going to be paying, because you need to make sure that you are paying that which you commonly consume, not low. The best thing is to make sure that you are paying the average. What happens if you pay more? Wonderful. The extra you can be intending to be giving in the form of sadaqah and charity. Now, what happens if you are independent? Although you might live with someone, but you are completely independent, you pay for your own Zakat al-Fitrah. What happens if the guardian or someone who you are dependent on refuses to pay Zakat al-Fitrah? Here you need to refer back to your marja' taqlid, because there is a difference of opinion as to whether you should pay or whether you are exempted from paying, and it is his or her responsibility. Another scenario is, what happens if you have someone coming over on the night of Eid al-Fitr? Do you need to pay for them? Do you need to pay their Zakat al-Fitrah? It is said that if they come before Maghrib and they stay the whole night, then you will be needing to have to pay for their Zakat al-Fitrah. But if they come for iftar, or they come after iftar, then you might not have to, again, refer back to your marja taqleed. Then there is the whole issue of why is it that you need to be paying this particular amount in the country that you are living in, and there are no poor people, or there are no ways of you spending this money. Are you allowed to send it over to another country if the place that you are in, there is no case of poor individuals who meet the correct requirements? Then yes, you are allowed to send it over to another place. So let me recap very quickly what needs to be done. When you find out that the next day is Eid al-Fitr, you're going to be putting aside 3 kilos of the particular item that you've chosen. 3 kilos for yourself and 3 kilos for each and every person dependent on you. If you're going to be paying the money amount, then you pay that amount according to the intention of it being equivalent to that particular item. So you need to make sure that you have your niyyah, your intention, correct. On Eid al-Fitr day, if you are going to be praying Salatul Eid, then you should pay your Zakat al-Fitr before Salatul Eid. If you're not going to be praying Salatul Eid, then you have until Zawal time, until noon time, to pay your Zakat al-Fitr. For any further details as far as your Marja Taqleed's view and fatwa on each and every one of these items, please make sure that you refer back to your Marja Taqleed. Inshallah, we've benefited from this holy month of Ramadan, and we will continue to benefit from all acts of worship that we do for the sake of Almighty God. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
The month of Allah presents Ahkam, Islamic Commandments of Fasting by Hujjatul Islam Khakdaman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hello and welcome to our programs. Greetings. Thank you so very much. This is Month of Allah and I am here with you. I'm very proud to have another opportunity to talk about the Ahkam regarding the month of Ramadan. Well, in this episode, I'm going to talk about recommended fasting. How good is it? And about the Ahkam that talk about them and some of the accounts from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, that talk about the virtue and about the benefits of recommended fasting. Now, a lot of days in the year are counted and are notified as the days which fasting is very recommended. You know, all of the years of the year, except those days that fasting is either makruh or haram, all of the days are good days to fast. But some of them are very special too. For example, the first day, the middle day, and the last day of every month. These 3 days have been mentioned to be very recommended to fast. Why? Special effects they have. If these 3 days in a month you fast, it means the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household has said that if somebody fasts these 3 days in a month, all of the month is considered for him to be fasted in the eyes of God. So the first, the 15th day, and the last day of the month, if I fast, it means I have fasted all of the month. How valuable is it? For example, let me narrate a story here from Salman, the companion of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, one of the very closest companions and followers of the Prophet. In a gathering, Holy Prophet and some of the companions of the Holy Prophet, they were sitting and they were talking. Holy Prophet said, "Who fasted all of the previous month?" Salman stood up, pointed his hand and said, "I fasted." Somebody in the gathering said, "No, you don't fast all of the days. I can see you in the middle of some days and you're eating, you're drinking." Salman said, "No, I believe the words of the Holy Prophet. Holy Prophet said, the first, the middle, and the last day of month, if you fast, it means all of the month. And I do fast these 3 days, and it means all of the month for me. In the eyes of God, I am a person who has fasted all of the days of the month." Right? And the virtues, the benefits coming out of these recommended fasting. For example, Sha'ban, all of the Sha'ban. For example, Rajab, all of the month of Rajab. Both of them are very recommended and advised months to fast. The Rajab, Holy Prophet says that this is my month. Sha'ban, Holy Prophet said this is the month of my Ahlul Bayt, my legatees. Meaning that doing good in these 2 months mean something more special. And they have more rewards for you. The other point to talk about here, about recommended fasting, something that is experienced a lot, is that it increases your endurance. It increases your tolerance. And tolerance, patience, endurance, these are the virtues in your life which help you the most and make you the best. And fasting is one of the ways, especially recommended fasting, because those fastings which are wajib, we cannot do anything about them. They are obligatory, we should do them. But these recommended fastings are those who we choose by our own decisions, and we show what kind of a person we want to be. We show that we want to be better, right? So I recommend a lot because since, you know, I myself have seen a lot of benefits. I myself have seen a lot of virtues, not just in the words of Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, but practically in my life, a lot of things changed when I started to have some recommended fasts, you know, in some days of Rajab, for example, in some days of Sha'ban. So don't lose it, you know, grab onto it, stick with it, and see the results. Thank you so very much, and goodbye.
The Light.
People around the world dream of having special weddings. But these couples in Russia have made their wishes come true. 30 couples in Moscow have gotten married on cable car cabins, hoping to set a world record. The sweethearts exchanged vows mid-air with a picturesque view of rainy Moscow. If the attempt to set a record is verified and confirmed, it will go to the Guinness Book of World Records. The wedding ceremony in Russia has turned into an extraordinary one as it was celebrated on a 720-meter-long cable car. 30 Russian couples tied the knot in the moving cable car cabins on Saturday. Even rainy weather in Moscow didn't stop them. The newlyweds said they wanted to make their already special day as unusual as possible. They also hoped that their mass wedding would set a Guinness World Record. The remains of 9 Neanderthals have been found near the Italian capital, Rome. Archaeologists believe the oldest one is dated to around 100,000 years ago. The other 8 remains are dated between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago. Researchers unearthed the fossil fragments in the Guattari prehistoric cave, or caves I should say, near Rome. Neanderthals are the closest ancient relatives of humans. They died out about 40,000 years ago. Some theories say they died because of their inability to adapt to climate change.
Thousand drones have lit up the sky of a northwestern Russian town in a dazzling show commemorating the country's victory in World War II. The drones flew in formation and displayed images related to the deadliest war in history. The show ended with a giant dove of peace flying above mesmerized spectators. Russia commemorates its Victory Day on May the 9th every year. There is also an annual parade which the authorities decided to postpone due to the coronavirus pandemic. Humans have used the services of honeybees for centuries. Now, Dutch scientists have found a way to get help from these small animals in detecting the coronavirus. Let's have a listen.
We take the bees from a honeybee keeper here in the region, and we use a set of bees every day, and we put those bees in harnesses to fix them. And then we present coronavirus positive and coronavirus negative samples. And after presenting a positive sample, we always present sugar water afterwards. So in the end, the bees extend their proboscis after being presented coronavirus positive sample. And in that way, we can train bees pretty quickly.
The bees indicate a positive COVID-19 result by extending their tongue to drink a reward of sugar water. Using these insects as coronavirus testing tools can significantly shorten the time spent on waiting for the result of a COVID diagnosis. It can also be very important in countries where there is not enough infrastructure and testing. Bees have an unusually strong sense of smell. They have already been used in some parts of the world to detect explosives and toxins.
A recently installed pizza-making machine is pitting itself against masterful chefs in the Italian capital, Rome. The tall red machine has become a head-turner in the city, which is famous.